This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We continue today with the reading of the letter, the imaginary letter of a mother to her son, explaining why she wants him to go to heaven. I wish I had the time to go back and reiterate all that we've said so far for the benefit of those of you who perhaps had not heard the other programs, but we simply do not have the time to do it. And so we continue with the fourth point that the mother makes in the letter to the son. Now imagine that she writes to him and says, "Again, I want you to go to heaven because it is a place where there will be no more death. My son, you will remember the long procession to the cemetery after your father died. You and I both know that we also face death unless the Lord should come before we die, as the Bible makes clear in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. You will remember the words of the Scriptures. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment," Hebrews 9:27. All of our loved ones, all of our friends and neighbors face death. When you think about the fact that God has prepared a place where there will be no death, where we will not have to wonder whether today or tomorrow is the day we are going to die, we will not have to anticipate any more funeral processions to the cemetery to leave there the bodies of our loved ones. For in heaven we will have the realization that we are to live forever and ever. And as the old song goes, when we have been there 10,000 years, we will have no less days to sing God's praise than when we first began. Yes, my son, this is why I became a Christian. It is one reason why I'm now trying to live as the Bible teaches me to live. And it is why I want you to become a Christian, so that you can be there with me. And friends, I would just like to interject this note that as this mother writes to the son in our imaginary letter, I am saying to you, in fact, that this is why I want you to go to heaven, why I want you to think about Bible teaching, the great message of the Word of God, its revelation of Jesus as the Son of God, its account of the fact that all of us are sinners and need the grace and the mercy and the compassion of God, that we cannot be saved without Him. We cannot be saved without the blood of Christ. What can there possibly be offered in this world that would lead you to turn away from the offer of salvation and the promise of living in hope of eternal life when we realize how really great and wonderful heaven is? But now we turn again to this imaginary letter from the mother to the son as she gives him a fifth reason why she wants him to become a Christian, why she wants him to go to heaven. "Again, my son, I want you to become a Christian because heaven is a place where there will be no pain." You know, God expects us to learn from our human experiences, from the pain which we ourselves suffer. You will remember, I know, that when you were a little boy, that you burned your finger terribly while you were playing with matches. You remember, I'm sure, how you suffered so much pain from that. I know that you have suffered pain yourself and that you have observed others who were suffering also. You realize that we all live here in this life with the possibility that tomorrow, next week, or next month, or any one of us may be plunged into a situation in which we face horrible pain or even death while suffering pain beyond description. We all realize that God has prepared a place for those who love Him where there will be no pain. This truth makes me want to be a Christian, and it makes me love the Lord more. It makes me love other people more. It makes me want to live as He would have me to live, and to persuade other people about it, to tell others about Christ and about the marvelous blessings that are in Christ while on this earth we live, and certainly the marvelous blessings that await us on the other side. You'll remember that Jesus said, as recorded in Mark chapter 10, verse 28 to 30, that no matter what kind of sacrifice you've made to follow Him in this life, you will receive 100-fold more while you live on earth, and in the world to come, eternal life. Paul said in Titus chapter 1 and verse 2, we live in hope of eternal life. Now friends, hope doesn't mean only that you wish it. It means that you wish and desire it, but it also means that you expect it. You ought to be able to live your life expecting to go to heaven when this life is over. I'm so glad you've been with us today. I hope you'll be back tomorrow as we continue our study of reasons why I go to heaven. It's been good to have you with us, and I pray the Lord will bless and keep you until we meet again.